One, two.
This is Shelly Allen Goodhope of the Kids at Whitney High. By all means necessary, more music radio pod at skidrow.la. You're about to be a bad motherfucker.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la and skidrowstudios.com. Welcome. All right. Welcome to the More Music Radio Pod. It's a very special night because it's 2 days before the 1 year anniversary of the More Music Radio Pod when we did it. We can just pretty much say this is like the 1 year episode.
This is the one, right? You know?
Well, actually, with leap year, I think it's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we got like an extra day in there.
Yeah, so. Something like that. So, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the math. You know, like
tomorrow at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right. We are here with, let me just go around the table. We are here with Patrick Jones right here. Boom, to my right left.
There. Howdy.
And we also have the host of the call sheet on SkidRowStudios.com, Keith Coogan.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah.
There's some movies and stuff. We have a movie star at Skid Row Studios. I don't know if your radio station has that.
This, yeah.
No pictures, please.
He's been in talkies, people.
Did you see The Artist? Anyone here see The Artist?
Yeah.
Did you pirate it? Did you go see it?
I heard it was French.
Actually, I saw it. And then I went to this restaurant where they were showing it pirated.
Hi, Ben. Can you come downstairs? It's Karen. I'm waiting.
Uh-oh. That's Karen Centerfold calling right here on my cell phone. I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, but we have another star that is here to join us.
Can you come on downstairs, Ben?
Are you downstairs, Karen?
We're kind of in the middle of something, Karen.
Do you want us to go downstairs, Karen?
Yes.
Who are you with? Are you with anybody?
Hey, Ben, can you come on downstairs? I'm waiting.
Okay, are you waiting? Because we can probably go downstairs.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Come on downstairs. Okay,
okay. I'm gonna send somebody downstairs.
Does she want somebody to go downstairs?
Can we stop the show?
We need to go downstairs.
We can send somebody downstairs right now. Are you there, Karen? Okay, she's downstairs. Can we send somebody downstairs for Karen Centerfold? She's downstairs. Centerfold is downstairs. Sorry to interrupt
you. I'm not sure
she
wanted somebody to go downstairs.
The later you are, the bigger star you are.
You know, I know Adventures in Babysitting, Toy Soldiers, Fox and the Hound even, you know, and I know about that. But this is Karen Centerfold, man. Raw Talent Hour with Karen Centerfold. Okay, so we have to.
I mean,
she's going to get pissed if we don't, you know, treat her right. You know?
Yes. You know, so we've been around stars before, so. So,
Keith, have you ever met Karen?
Falling stars, upcoming stars.
No, I can't say I have.
Have you heard her on the show? Have you heard the legend of Karen Centerfold?
I only listened to the show I was on, so okay. I know.
That's very honest of you. What did you think of the show that you were on? Did you have fun when you were with us?
Are you kidding?
It was great, right?
Yeah.
Can you believe we're still here?
Hey, we had a fun ride over here, man. We almost got into a few accidents and stuff, but we made it.
We were hauling balls.
Yeah.
But we made it on the minute, really, honestly. We were here right at 10.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
Didn't start at 10 because I'm supposed to be here earlier because like I have to load up the show and stuff. You know,
you have responsibilities.
We made it alive at least, you know? We're living.
No,
we're alive. Everybody's here.
Yeah, it was a 2-for-1 special
tonight.
Thank you
for giving me a ride.
Two shows for the price of one.
That's cool. I like your neighborhood, man. It has a nice area in there. There's like some crack areas and some crackheads and stuff hang out and stuff.
So where are you living now? I mean, what's the address exactly?
Yeah, we want to go there.
The address?
Yeah, the exact address.
What are you, the bling ring? You want to come and like wear my fuzz? I live at Burbank Studios.
That's awesome.
I camped out in the old Walton's house because I really have nothing else.
So you just lay there and say goodnight all night long?
Yeah. Goodnight.
Good night, kids.
We're gonna go smoke weed in the Walton's house, right? I'm gonna try to convince him on the way back.
Is it cool if I grab another beer out here?
Oh sure, man. Yeah. Why go for it?
Oh yeah, we got halfway through our introduction.
Oh yeah.
Excuse me.
Somebody told me they did smoke weed
on the Walton set. I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
And I was like,
was there a lot of weed smoking going on with all the with all the other child actors and stuff? And did you partake in it? Let's be honest.
There was Adam Rich, I think, had been notorious and like, wasn't he driving like the wrong way?
Okay, Adam Rich sounds familiar. He's like
Eight Is Enough.
Oh, okay, that guy. Yeah. So of course that guy. Yeah.
Allegedly, he broke into a pharmacy to get pills, and allegedly he was drove past a police barrier and was driving in a closed section of the freeway, and they're like, Can you pull over?
Did he hang out with Willie Ames pre-Bible Man?
Willie Ames, Bible Man. Now that
Bible Man.
I got suckered in. I was watching Bible Man, and I was like, this is good shit, actually.
It's pretty interesting.
He has fun with it. I think Willie's got a good, he ain't no fucking Kirk Cameron.
He's, buddy Limbeck to me, but he's Bible Man too.
Kirk Cameron all of a sudden became like all religious, right? He wasn't like raised that way. He just like went crazy one day, right?
I think it's been there pretty much the whole time. He's pretty good wholesome, great family, very supportive of his career. Mm-hmm. I remember I was a guest on The Growing Pains.
Yeah.
More, but not so much my talent, but that I had the agent that was the father of Tracy Gold, who played his sister on The Growing Pains. It was like, eventually I'm going to be on Growing Pains. And hello. Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
She's did you get freaked out right now? I was looking at Keith right now. I was listening to Keith, but then I also saw Karen Centerfold coming in, and she just sat down next to Keith, and then Keith right now looked like all like surprised and stuff right now.
Happy really? Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, Karen.
Happy Esther.
Hey, Karen, this is Keith Coogan. He's the host of The Call Sheet.
I know who he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, his great-grandfather was Uncle Fester in the Addams Family.
That's right. True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my favorite reruns, you know. And
uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean,
Did you see how she grabbed the mic? She's all, give that to me.
Yeah, I gotta kind of lean it over. I'm like, I want everyone to hear you. And she fucking grabs it.
I forgot my whiskey. I gotta bring you some whiskey and beer later. So show me your t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I already screwed the mic.
Oh, it says,
no, that's the other way.
Okay, so.
We're already.
Okay, is my voice coming in?
Yeah, your voice comes in great. Yeah. Happy More Music Radio Pod anniversary, Karen.
Oh, the Goonies. Never Say Die. Oh, I love it. I totally love it. You know, that's awesome. So anyway, I'm going to invite all of you to a very important art party.
Where?
That's the best Sanchez art that I like, is important
April 13th.
Art. Mm.
Like all these photographers that have photographed me naked for years will be there. And Amy Darling... and Amy and Leva Schneider and all these people are going to be there, all these rock and roll bands and stuff like that. So Sanchez on Sunset. So what else is happening, Vince?
Well, Keith was just telling us right now some stories about some actors before you burst in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Let's go back.
Thanks
to,
a lot.
Let's go back to Keith.
I don't know what the fuck I was talking about.
No. Oh, okay. All right.
I have no fucking short-term memory.
Let
Are
us
you
continue.
Wait, who's all here? I would love, because you introduced me, and it's just really foul to not introduce everybody at this round
Karen
table.
Well, Karen Centerfold is sometimes a tornado, though, that will come in, like a Hurricane Karen. And, you know, sometimes, you know...
She snuck the fuck up on me.
You know there is a rainbow after a hurricane, all right?
Yeah, that was really messed up what she did to Texas, by the way.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, what else is going on, Vince?
I'm saying how it is our one-year anniversary. Remember you did the first More Music Radio Pod a year ago.
I did, and plus... I did it with Matt Teardrop of
Manhattan Murder Mystery.
And I still want that recording of when we sung Smoky Mountain.
You don't have a computer, though.
My computer's down, but Greg Gomberg will do it for you. You met him last week.
Yeah, Greg Gomberg of the Centimeters, right?
Right.
What happened to DeBenny of Tlilac's Music Machine?
Well, you know, I've got the show I did with him, and I'm going to do a thing where I film him as Jesus. And when I film him as Jesus, like all of his followers will be holding up palms just like Easter Sunday.
Right. Okay.
And
what about that producer that ran over your
religious?
Phone?
Religious? Are you Catholic? Are you celebrating Easter?
Muslim, Catholic, Jewish, and Hindu. What?
That's a lot of paperwork.
I think your mic might have popped out.
Circumcision.
Are you circumcised?
Vince, what did you say?
Okay, never mind.
What?
Remember that producer that ran over your phone, and then also you had sex with somebody recently. Tell us about that.
I just wanted that producer to wear a rubber. And
don't you have a boyfriend right now?
I'm not getting
so demanding, Karen.
What happened? Hell?
Isn't that California law? If you shoot porn in Van Nuys, you got to wear a rubber.
I told Robert if he wanted me to take the rubbers off him, he can marry me.
Who's Robert?
He's my boyfriend.
All right. What's he look like? Is he cute or what?
He's overweight. He's 61 years old. He's good looking. Sounds I love hot. Him, Sounds but gross. I want him to keep his word, you know, and he's not doing it.
What's the matter with him? Why doesn't he know that he has a good woman?
He's got problems.
We were talking, me and Keith were saying how we have good women, you know? And
fuck so yeah.
That
shout out to Janet.
Realize, you know.
Thank you. Love you, honey. Oh my God.
Well, if you have good women, tell them the truth. You know, you better be honest with them.
I would like to say hi to my girlfriend, Jen, as well. Hi, babe. How are you? I'm thinking about you right now.
You're right, Miss Centerfold. You're absolutely right, because women, I want every guy to fucking listen to me who's in a relationship. They got your back. Mm-hmm. They're not going to tell you anything or suggest, oh, really, you're going to wear that. They're not going to do anything like that unless they want the best for you and your unit and your family. So fucking listen to them.
I like it when they treat my unit right, too, you know?
It's hard to listen to them because they always say like different things, though.
What was the Nirvana song, Radio Shifter Unit? What was the, on In Utero, Radio Friendly Shifter Unit? What?
I don't know. I don't know so anything about music.
Nirvana's thing?
Who is that?
Alice in Chains or something? I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm being handed cards. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you got to be on point, man. She'll like bust out pictures and start passing them out and stuff.
You got a printer and like this.
You're getting like a boot camp.
Classy. April 12th to April 29th, Captured, LA Live.
It starts on April. Is Kent Gleb, is he part of the Chicken Heads? No, he just has a weird Muppet head. Who's that?
Sorry, by the way,
postcard.
Yeah,
right
if
now.
You want to join this very interesting and focused right conversation, you can call 800-893-9562.
Yeah, Karen decided to hand out some flyers to us, which work very well on radio.
Yeah, but, yeah. So we'll read out what's on them.
Hand it out. It's the Sancho Gallery presents Captured LA Live. A
you know what? Why don't we try giving Poor Man a call? Why don't we just fucking jump in and let's call Poor Man? How about that? You got his number? Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Hey, Poor Man actually sent me a message earlier and said he's not available tonight.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Why did he say that?
Well, he was four hours ahead.
He was making a movie in New York or something, and he said he was busy all day and exhausted, you know.
Really?
Poor man.
Should we just call him anyway?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, let's just call him anyway, man.
Okay.
Yeah, let's call him.
Yeah, you know, we're supporting his show, you know. He's going to be advertising the More Music Radio Pod on his killer show.
He's going to advertise.
He's doing a show in... do you know who Poor Man is, everybody in this room? We're all LA people, right?
I remember Poor Man.
Yeah, we're all old people.
So like on K-Rock, there's this guy. So for people who are listening in the Sudan, if you understand English, Poor Man is a DJ from LA. And in the 80s, he was very popular. So, okay, and welcome.
Yeah, they fired him. He's got too much character and personality disorder. Yeah. You know, I did the dirtiest show with him in history on Channel 56.
Sounds like it's ringing.
So are you a fan of his?
Are you kidding? I'm an enemy of his. Can I use your headphones just for this call?
You sure can. Thank you.
Hey, Keith, I just got a text from somebody saying that they can't believe that you were on Knight Rider.
Yeah!
Tell us about Knight Rider, David Hasselhoff, man. What was that about?
He's the pimp, man. Yeah. David was very happy to be working and on the show. He was very funny and would like invent stuff in the car and like this button. There's like normal. There's pursuit mode and then normal, but norm was spelled N-O-R-M.
The poor man. If you'd like
on the thing
you
go, Norm.
Right.
That's Norm. And pushed it, and he would do the voice for Norm. He'd be like, I'm Norm. Driving your car. And it was...
What kind of car was Kit? Was he cool, like, behind the scenes?
Karen, are you going to leave a message? It's poor man's answering machine. When you have finished
recording... No, are we not doing that? Oh, I thought we were...
Karen, anyway.
No, but I mean, Knight Rider was my favorite.
Dan and Vince from the More Music Radio Pod.
I think are we still on there? No, it's
good. God damn it!
Yeah, it's okay. I'll take control of the show now.
You know what?
Because I want to know about.
All right, you got this. I'm out.
I want to know about you're pulling a very be careful, which on the 1 year anniversary of the More Music Radio Pod, a retrospective of that's exactly what the guy from Very Be Careful said. He said, you know what,
I'm just a little pissed because I never got my introduction. I've been sitting here for like 20
Dan
minutes.
Dan is here.
I'm going to leave a tour right now.
All right,
yeah,
great. All right, I'm here, guys. All right, thanks.
Right, going home.
All right, guys. Let me hear about Knight Rider because Knight Rider was my favorite show. All right?
Totally.
Yeah. So did everybody get a look at the flyer and we're all like on the same page here because I want to do a radio show now. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Cool. All right, let's do it.
That would be the intro and now it's time for songs.
Yeah, why don't we play a couple songs and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod, all right?
All right.
Can everybody get their fucking head straight.
All right. This is an emergency. I need an officer at my house at 4315 San Juan Avenue. Tell me what's going on.
My son is disrespectful. He stole my car on Sunday. He was the officer called me and told him my car was stolen. He's not coming home from school. He's just now getting in. He's supposed to do volunteer work at the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah. I'm worried sick to death. Yeah. He's disrespectful, yeah, motherfucker. I need an officer out here before I be committing a 187, because I'm about to kill him, little bitch.
Ma'am, how old's your son?
He's 15, and what? I need help, and if I don't get it, I'ma kill this motherfucker with this hammer. And I swear to God, if you don't send no motherfucker officer out here, I'ma bitch gonna be blood splatter. Every motherfucker gonna be an O.J. Simpson in this motherfucking house. I need an officer, and I need him out here quick. I'ma gonna commit to beat his motherfucking ass, and I hope you recorded every fucking thing that I'm saying, because I'm sick of tired of this motherfucker.
Ma'am, what's your name?
Monica Wilson.
Okay, do you have a hammer with you,
Sammy? I sure do. I got a motherfucking hammer, though. I should crack you in your motherfucking head right now, you little bitch!
Okay, can you put the hammer down?
No, I can't put no hammer down. Get the motherfucking officer out here.
Listen,
because if y'all want to pass him over and be living a motherfucking kid ass, put me in jail, well, so be it. Put me in jail, because I'm about to beat this motherfucking brains out. I brought him in this motherfucking wild. Take his motherfucking ass out.
Okay,
so
listen.
You're gonna get an officer here,
Monica,
or I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
Monica.
So you better do it, move it.
Listen. Hey there.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
What you staring at, bitch?
You're robbing the store, young man. And I'm telling the manager.
Yeah, you do that. Old wrinkled, honky motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Telling on me. What she think this is, junior high?
Mr. Keys, and you listen to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
Yeah. Hi, this is David Lieberhart calling to the Radio Music Pod at 1-800-893-9562.
Joe, can Keith have some earphones so go. I can talk to fucking Keith Coogan on the fucking more music
handle
motherfucking radio motherfucking pod?
There's eight people here. There's six microphones.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you want us to do?
Yeah.
There's some crazy math happening up in here, man.
We just heard some good music right now. All right, I'm in a little better mood right now. I was throwing shit around and I got into a fist fight with the parking lot attendant a little while ago because he took my $5 and I was like, you know what, motherfucker? Remember me?
Is he down there now?
Can I get that piece of paper, please? Yeah. Yeah, everything's okay now. All right, man. You know, fucking people are fucking angry tonight, man.
So, yeah.
So, I got this. I'm angry tonight.
Hey, hold up.
Jesus Christ. Okay, who wants to take control of the fucking show?
All right.
Who wants to start calling the fucking shots?
I just want to remind people that the Plexi Killer here tonight.
Yes. And, yeah, we didn't even get to finish the going around the fucking table.
You think I'm sitting over here just
There's fucking flyers going around.
You think I'm sitting over just being an asshole for no reason. I'm like interrupting
you.
Oh,
okay. There's a reason behind it. There's a reason behind it.
I love liner notes. I really do. No, I love liner notes.
Sorry,
I love
half an hour, guys,
production.
To introduce you, but
how
the Plexi
people went
here.
About recording their things. I'm a freak about God, reading George man. Martin. And how did you guys record a DIY? Do it yourself. How did you guys record that? How many instruments? How many tracks? What was the process?
What? Now Keith Coogan is fucking up the show? Jesus Christ.
I'm just
teasing you, man. Come on. I'm teasing, right? Everybody's like, God damn, he's being kind of an asshole right now. Like, it's called joking around. Come on, everybody relax. You guys want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
So, like, I read, I always say I've read, and just somebody told me, Jeremy told me about it. But Jeremy told
me. You ain't rich.
It sounds better when I go, I read in the paper the other day, Chevy Chase, man, is having like a feud with the producer of that Community show. And for a while, I've had the recording of the Chevy Chase call with this guy fucking, you know, chewing out the producer. But like, I didn't want to play it because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, you know? I won't say where I got this, but here's a better copy of the, this is basically. Yeah, this is like right off of Dan Harmon's machine. What do they call that? Allegedly. Okay, so here, check this out. Let me see if this thing's going to work. All right, check it out. This is funny. I love this.
I hope you're ready to take your medicine, you fat fuck. You didn't give us a script to begin with, so nobody knew what the fuck was going on during the week. Second of all, your goddamn bad writing shit stinko fuck script was an abomination. And your writing is getting worse and worse, so suck my cock. Second of all, I don't get talked to like that by anybody, certainly not in front of my wife and daughter, you goddamn asshole, alcoholic, fat shit. You're going to live to be about 57 if you're lucky the way you eat. I got nothing to say to you except you can suck my cock. Is that clear? And I hope you can play that for everybody around you who agrees with you that I should say, you should say fuck you in front of all of those people to me and my family. You think that's the right way to behave? If you were here right now, I'd fucking kick your fucking teeth out. You know that? You're nothing to me. There are a billion of you I've worked with before. You're not funny. You're okay. You're just okay.
So that is Chevy Chase chewing out the producer Dan Harmon of Community, and I've had that fucking piece of tape. I've been wanting to play it. Now that it's out there, and TMZ has a real shitty fucking version of it. I have the real shit right here. So, and I won't tell you where I got that. No, I got it off of. I got it off of the computer. So, hey, so Keith, I mean, this is, what do you think about this, man? I mean, you're in show business. You would know like the magnitude of that kind of a voicemail.
Did you see the Charlie Sheen fallout and everything that went back and forth right. between Chuck Lorre? People get coffee thrown in their face, so, and people are insulted and egos are crushed and
So here's the story behind that. So I guess there was the Community was doing they were about to do their final episode, and they're going to wrap the season of Community. And supposedly Chevy Chase didn't like the script, and he refused to go out and do it. He said he wanted it rewritten. And I mean, throughout the years, that he was on the show, he's known for being like really difficult and kind of an asshole and shit. And then we'll be
the cast. The cast was like, he's great to work with.
Oh, really? I mean, I've heard a lot of fucking really shitty things about Chevy Chase. I've heard Chevy Chase being an asshole. Remember that feud that he had with Howard Stern and stuff? You know, Howard got right under his skin, and you could see the true nature of Chevy Chase. And I love Chevy Chase, man. I love the vacation movies, especially the Christmas Vacation. I think that's my favorite one.
You can't think of Saturday Night Live and classic Saturday Night Live without thinking of Chevy Chase, and he only did the first season.
Meanwhile, everybody on Saturday Night Live hates Chevy Chase. Usually when they have roasts, all the friends will go for their roasts and stuff, but Chevy Chase didn't have anybody. I think
he's
maybe Dan Aykroyd
made him. He's 68 years old. What do you want?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's interesting, though.
He's
I'm not saying I hate him. I like him.
What do you want? I mean, Saturday Night Live. Is a square type of a show anyway. I mean, the only thing they've done, they've had a real rebel, Lindsay Lohan, go on there. You know, I should do a show. I should do Saturday Night Live. But they don't like the nude stuff I've done and the
cursing. Weren't you there when...
the
when,
cursing.
Karen, sorry. Weren't you there when Fear played at Saturday Night Live? I think I saw you...
oh, no, dear. I've never been up there. I've met Lauren Michaels.
I remember that. I thought I saw you.
But,
you were very young.
Have you ever blown anybody from Saturday Night Live, Karen?
Yeah, but I can't talk about that right now.
Oh, why not? That's exactly what I want to talk about. That's what I'm aiming
because,
for.
Because,
why do you think I asked that question?
Because, my agent told me not to.
Oh, yeah. Who's your agent? And let's get him on the phone right fucking now.
Right now. He's
bullshitting me right now. Waldenson.
Hey, so Keith, but I mean, you're in show business. What do you think about that message, man?
And he's right now he's suing.
He's gonna sue. He's suing Dan Harmon for. I didn't even finish the story. So anyway, at the rap party, these guys just didn't get along.
Dan
right?
Harmon called him out. He's like,
he made everybody tell him "fuck you" to his face.
Yeah.
The whole
sang
place.
A song or some shit like that.
They said everybody at the count of three.
Out.
Yeah, everybody at the count of three say "fuck you, Chevy Chase," and they did it, and he got insulted, and he's like, "Oh, in front of my wife and daughter," which is pretty fucked up, you know. But I don't know. I mean, is it just two assholes, you know, that
Chevy
are going
Chase,
at it?
Though,
does
right?
it matter? Is it interesting? I think it's interesting. How come I love that so much? Am I an asshole for loving that?
No.
What do you guys think?
Everyone likes to watch a car wreck.
Yeah.
And conflict. A man is born. Mm-hmm. And he's raised and his great career and great family, and then he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Not very interesting, is it?
Yeah.
You want conflict. You want to know the
that.
Struggle.
Yeah,
and
I
the
want
push of the rock up the hill.
Want two people fighting.
Tasks.
Yeah, yeah. I like it when people are fighting and yelling at each other and stuff. And
isn't that life? Isn't that kind of like how life works?
Yes.
And plus, he has his own street.
Yes,
Chevy Chase.
In Glendale.
Glendale.
Yeah, it's
there's a reason for that. He's a Nazi. Have you seen this lamppost there?
Oh, don't say those dirty words right on the air. You know, I mean, that's not where it's at. Really.
Tell us who you blew from Saturday Night Live. I think you're bullshitting. Did you
Horatio
blow?
Oh, I don't
Brett Armisen.
Oh,
no, it was Steve Ving when she was there when Fear was there.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, let's go through the list of.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. I have to do my book called...
She's not a real name dropper, is she?
No. No.
I am. I'm terrible.
I do what my agent says, and I'm trying to do a book called The Blonde Angel, you know.
Hey, so who do you know, Keith? I understand you know the guy from The Toy, man. I heard the last episode of the call sheet with Scotty Schwartz. Remember that guy, Master Bates?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember a few days ago when you did that radio show?
Do I remember? That was decades ago.
That was great, man. What'd you think, man? So you've done acting. You were telling me that you've done sales. You've done a lot of things. You're a very well-rounded person. So now you're doing a radio show. So what is that like to do a radio show here?
It's challenging. It's new. It's new canvas. New, you know, some people do watercolors.
Mm-hmm.
Oil painting and so this is a kind of new way to share, and mostly for actors there's a script and a story and you play a character.
Mm-hmm.
And this is more you can you know share a little more of yourself. And
so are you learning anything about yourself as you're doing this show? And when you're doing it, do you feel like nervous about it, or are you holding back anything?
No nervousness. Initially, yes. Mm-hmm. One night, Earl Skakel, who's been joining me on the show.
Yeah.
And he's great, very talented, very funny stand up. He rolls in the Rob Schneider crowd.
Yeah. He's really good.
Like, so Rob Schneider is already like rolling in someone else's crowd.
Yeah.
And Earl, he says Rob's very demanding. Mm-hmm. And he watches his acts and has notes, and like, you to keep up with me, you got to produce, you got to mm-hmm. perform and get out right. there. Earl's got a great perspective on his family. He doesn't talk about a lot, but Skakel was the married name of Robert Kennedy's wife.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so he's a Kennedy.
So he's
basically.
A that blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Earl's got
a bully for that guy. Sorry.
You know, that's so the radio show has been new, mm-hmm. new format. You know, I listen to radio. Mm-hmm. I listen to great radio.
Yeah.
Left, right, up, down. I listen
right,
to
Coogan.
What do you
right, Coogan.
Okay, Karen Centerfold, okay, you're so trying to hijack the show right now.
Tape over what she was just
okay,
showing.
Okay, wait a second. This is okay, bullshit yeah, right now, because let me describe what's going on right now. Karen Centerfold, while me and Keith were talking, was getting the bass player from Plexikill, our other guests that are here tonight,
we're
to be the
now.
Cameraman
we're just
for
right.
the show.
Cameraman
and
now.
She's actually starting a show right now and interrupting our show, but now her show is on, so it's more important now.
Why'd you invite her if you don't want her to
this
talk?
Is why I invited her.
Okay, good.
What do you think?
Then don't bitch about it.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're supposed to bitch about it. Come on, man.
Right.
Yeah, we like that.
And so anyway, yeah.
Shit.
What is going on right now, Karen? What are you
shit,
doing? What are you doing?
I'm having a good time here at this radio station.
And what's up with the Sky Saxon and the Seeds and Iggy Pop?
Can we get that bullshit out of the way already?
I did a movie with Sky Saxon of the Seeds, and it's called Psychedelic Walk, and it's coming out pretty soon.
Yeah. No.
Keith tried to touch the mic, yeah. and like he was. And Karen was totally going to punch him.
Karen like holds it's that Keith mic like Kuden. It's a penis or something. She's not going to let go of that.
I was scared for you, Keith. I thought like she was going to hurt you.
You keep telling me like Aunt Jeremy's like on axis and like speaking to the mic this way. And if you right. speak this way, they can hear you. And so I was trying to help her out and, you know, sorry.
Hey, I tell you what.
Mics are penises, aren't they?
I tell you what. If all of you will be just quiet for a few minutes.
I don't.
Fuck up. And listen to me. I will tell you the truth about four people that are popular and unpopular.
Karen,
about the rock and roll scene.
Karen,
please
I'm
do
sorry.
Not just let her get through this shit,
because
please.
When is your next your talent show?
I'm doing it, I'm presenting it in June. In the
are you going to have live bands playing?
I am. I'm doing it with
so
Adam
are the Mormons
Papagan.
Playing?
I'm going to get you back, yeah.
They better fucking
you
play.
You always fucking say that, Karen, and you never have the Mormons play your shows.
I
you're always bullshitting
you,
us.
I've
and
offered you
you've
shows.
Made so much
well,
money off of us already off of
down.
The raw talent
right,
when
well,
we
listen,
made that appearance.
Listen, let me talk about four people really fast, okay?
I'm serious.
All right.
All right, so I need your side.
This is bullshit.
No, it isn't. Vince, I need everybody's silence. Okay.
This is fucking bullshit
oh,
right
no,
now. Right, I'm going to be quiet.
Last
okay,
one was
this is
awesome.
Bullshit.
Hey, Vince, do you want me to talk
before,
about
okay, okay, okay. I'll be
not.
Quiet.
Okay, Karen,
I'll
be
quiet.
Karen,
I don't know if I want
quiet.
That to happen.
Go.
I'll be quiet.
I don't want that to happen.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I'll be quiet.
Okay.
This is bullshit.
To begin with.
Okay.
Let me talk about my friend, Don.
I'll be quiet, but this is bullshit, though. Okay, go ahead. Don Bowles.
All right, Don Bowles, the drummer of the Germs, he is awesome, and
he's been here.
Can I talk about him for a second?
Yes,
he's talked about himself.
Tell
a lot.
Us about
I know. Can
Bowles.
I have all of you be quiet
he has
so
been
I can
here,
read
though.
Off a list?
Right. We'll be quiet.
Okay, let me tell
this
Los
is bullshit,
Angeles.
Though.
No, it isn't, Vince. Can I have the floor for a few minutes?
All right.
Okay, that means
but only if. This
caller,
is Patrick.
Caller,
if we're on
you're
the next
be quiet
Karen Centerfold talent hour show.
Everything
I went to the last one. It was really cool. You got naked. And we didn't play it.
Okay, hold on a second.
We have 59 minutes left. Time is precious. Please give her her time. My God, we have a caller too, and you're all fucking around.
Yeah.
Can we make the caller wait for a few minutes? All right.
Caller, are you on the air?
Wait. Aren't you here to serve your fans?
All right.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes, I am.
Hi, what's your name, caller?
My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Brent, you sound cute.
Really good. I'm doing really good.
Hey, Mike.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, Mike, good, you sound cute. Good. Am I wrong?
Hey.
Sounds like a dude.
Do I have it wrong, or is there like a band on that you guys are supposed to talk to tonight?
Yeah, you're actually very right.
Yeah, well, we have Alfredo here from Plexikill, and we're actually going to be playing this show at All-Star Lanes. Is that what you're calling about, sir?
Yeah, that's what I heard about. So what's their name again?
What's your name first, man?
Well, Mikey.
Mike wants to know about the Plexikills, and they're playing when? Where are they?
That's going to be April 12th. That's a Thursday
at the
night.
All-Star
Everybody,
Lanes.
Alfredo from Plexikill.
It's Alfredo from Plexikill.
And this is our old friend Alfredo from Plexikill.
Okay, so let me just tell you guys, this is a really, really good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Very good deal. Mm-hmm. You pay $10 to get in. And that includes your bowling for the whole night.
What the fuck? Are you serious? Right.
So you know how expensive bowling is right now.
Hold
on a second. Well, did you just kiss Karen Centerfold, Keith?
Uh-oh.
Okay, you don't have to make out with Karen Centerfold if you don't want to, Keith.
But who doesn't want to?
I'm sorry, Alfredo. Did you see that?
That's kind of weird. I'm going to bring a lot of people.
What do you think about
that?
Reset.
Let me try to just get back to the point here that I was trying to make. Very, very cheap. $10 to get in.
You have to boil your lips now, Keith.
And you bowl all night. You catch a show. It's a great deal. And the Mormons are playing.
The Mormons will be playing.
Who else is playing? Bad Luck Bandits. Adam West the Bat.
What is Adam West the Bat? That's an interesting band name.
Yeah.
Like, how does
they
that
are,
work?
They're kind of a, they are a superhero punk rock band. They dress up as like.
Adam West?
They dress up as Batman.
Just as Bat?
As the Bat.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have to see that.
They're okay.
Dude,
that sounds awesome.
I saw this thing. It was wrestling, but it was people in monster outfits, and they put up little cities in the wrestling ring,
and they
rolled around as like Mothra and Godzilla and shit like that.
Right.
And bombed each other. They were like called the Bomb Something Club. I don't know. Look it up on the internets.
That's pretty cool. Right. Let's do that right now with the pizza boxes. Well, let's pretend it's like a little town.
Mike has to order like everything on every pizza.
Okay.
I'm a purist. Yeah. And like I need cheese. Hey, I need like pepperoni. What the fuck's this like?
Vince. Hi. I want to. It's good talking to you.
Caller.
I have a question.
Yeah,
wait. Because I was hanging out at All-Star Lanes the other night.
Did you get shot?
It's a pretty cool place. I don't know if you guys have been there.
Some guy
was talking about a band, but he kept saying they were the Plexiglass. He was like, "Oh, Plexiglass."
Sorry, Mike.
Is that what they were talking about?
Maybe. They could have been talking about the Plexiglass when you walk in. You never
he was like, Plexiglass.
I don't know.
I think
I don't know.
Keith is heading for a phone, a different phone.
He's going to call escaping the More Music Radio Pod.
He's calling the cops. he's being molested now.
Anyway,
so
the show is April 12th. Just wanted
Keith
to
Keith has to go to the bathroom all the time. He has like a show.
That's
small
this coming Thursday. Yes.
That is Thursday, April 12th at All Star Lanes. It starts at 8:00.
And we're
get there.
Be there.
That's
$10. All you can bowl.
Eagle Rock 90041.
And all you can shoot.
That'll be on York.
We will have
Eagle Rock Boulevard, New York.
We
right?
will have bulletproof vests available for
you're gonna
people.
Need them. Eagle Rock, it's hardcore. So. Occidental College, really close. You know those guys.
Yeah, Obama might.
That's
be
gonna
there.
Be fun, man. Because right. I mean, it's actually a pretty good deal. It's like $10.
It's
bucks.
A very very good deal.
$10, and you get to hear the bands.
Bam.
And then you have to hear the bands, and then you can bowl also as well. And you can also drink some beers there because it's a bar too.
Hey,
you know.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah?
Let me make...
Did you know...
Can I have the floor now? Can I talk right now?
Vince
that's
is
what I,
busy.
That's what I go there for, you guys. I go there, I order myself a number
hey, Mike,
one.
Mike, isn't it great there at the All-Star later, Lanes? Are you going to go on next Thursday?
Hell yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm
going
to go and party my face off.
All right.
Sounds good.
Now, let me review.
All right.
All right.
You guys take care.
All right.
Cool. You know what?
Bye.
Karen, I think, do we need a break?
Yeah.
No. All right. Now, I
need a break. I don't know about anybody.
I want to reveal the truth about four individuals. Okay, so please listen to me. Please don't interrupt me. And those four rock and roll individuals are Don Bulls, the drummer of the Germs.
Oh, there we go.
Has been my friend for years. He always comes to my rescue.
Like Atari.
I do shows with him. Please let me talk. All right, please let me talk.
Do you have a vibrator on? What?
Hey, Don Bulls.
I'm trying to help you out because there's a very strong buzz.
You want to help me out? Be quiet. And
okay,
listen.
Let go.
Turn your vibrator off.
Yeah, turn the vibrator off.
I asked you to be quiet, Dan.
I asked you to turn your vibrator.
That's not a vibrator.
What's going on?
Is
something weird going on?
All right.
That sounds like a vibrator.
You're being abducted by aliens right now. Is that what's going on? Hey, listen, hold on a second. Don't do that shit.
Hey, Jeremy, I want to talk to you.
Okay. All right, you know what? Let's play a couple songs and we'll be back.
It's more delicate than Mike. It's not a penis, you know? I thought I would know.
This campus students stunned to learn what this federal complaint. Oh, my goodness.
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Kid Radio Pod. We'll be right back.
Yakuza Kugoroni.
God, I thought it was going to turn out a lot better tonight. I was like really Jeremy, looking forward right? to tonight.
Yeah, that was good.
Jeremy, you want to hear? Jeremy's in studio now. We kicked everybody out.
So, is Keith still here? I mean,
holy shit.
Keith here in Centerfold went really crazy tonight.
Keith should go home if he wants to go home. That's totally
fine. Just know his strength.
Is Keith okay? Did he get scared away?
No, Keith ran away, man. He ran all the way down the block, dude. He's down in Skid Row right
Somebody
now.
Catch him.
Fucking
Somebody
trying
catch
to buy
him.
Some rocks.
Yeah, I got to be here. You know, I
don't
know.
Oh, okay, they got him back. Keith is back. Wow. Hey, Keith. That one's not working. Yeah. Here, yeah.
Yeah, we're down a mic, so.
Fuck, man.
Karen,
Is that mic broken, dude? Equipment right there.
First piece of equipment at Skid Row Studios that was damaged.
And it's.
Well, what?
And, yeah.
And there's no rules. Like, man, there's no laws.
Oh my God, dude.
All government is local.
I mean, it's kind of special in a way, actually, that Karen was the one to fucking.
You know, 1 year anniversary.
You know what I'm going to do right now?
Fuck shit up.
I'm going to take the Jake Gallagher road and go like. I wasn't fucking using that mic anyway, so. Fuck.
That was your other two there.
Hey, I don't
dude,
even
I'm so
I don't even
fucking
talk
sorry,
on a mic.
Dude.
It's very upset.
I'm so sorry.
I don't even talk on a mic.
How much is that mic worth?
This is an Electro Voice RE320. It's worth $300.
But you know, it's like totally
Electro Voice, the best in music.
How is Keith going to be able to pay for that mic, dude?
I don't know, man. I hope he's got some of that babysitter money left, man.
God damn, dude.
She's probably making more in porn than
you
I am.
You were the one that was defending her.
Covered words. You know what?
She looks very sad. I know she looks sad outside right now, but she can't come back in because she broke the mic and she was slamming the beer. They reminded me of the first show. It's really weird.
What happened first show?
This happened the first show.
Yeah, she got
She slammed shit and broke the
well,
table and the mic.
So it's
she almost broke a mic or something, right? She was like slamming it around and stuff.
Yeah.
And we lost Plexikill. We lost them. They're gone.
Yeah, they left.
Well, I thought the whole show was over for a second. We just freaked out.
Yeah, those guys took off, man. They're like, fuck.
Does anybody have hard liquor or something right now? Because
don't forget,
I feel fucking dude, Jeremy,
just
I'm really
drink extra beer. Okay, so it kind of works the same way.
If I have a certain bag here, I may have a whole bottle of tequila in there.
Oh, dude, that's have
would trouble. That work out?
Yeah, I mean, I think for you, man, I'm really sorry that your mic is broken.
No way, man. We're gonna frame this, man. We're gonna fucking hang it,
dude. We don't know.
Karen's
sure,
but face it, next to it. And
could it be the cord? It happens sometimes. It's gonna be, you know.
You know what?
Like, I tried another mic and it worked fine. So
I just feel bad because like when all this shit was going on with like Ham on Everything and Jake Gallagher and stuff, I'm like, well, at least like we never broke anything or did anything that's stupid. You know what I mean?
And, so then,
I'm really on behalf of myself and Dan, who makes more money than I do. So,
thanks for pointing that out.
Really sorry about that for breaking your mic.
That's all right.
Don't cry over money.
I apologize
money
for Karen Centerfold. We love
you.
Karen Centerfold, but we all know that it's kind of like my fault too because I know that she can get very passionate and kind of nuts and stuff when she
passionate.
That was the whole fun. That was the whole fun of it, though. Is like that's the thing, and you got to kind of ride the edge a little bit, you know. But she will if you ride it too hard, like we did. We weren't letting her talk, and I was doing that on purpose. Like,
it's like
Keith wasn't getting it. Like, that's the whole point. It's like we have her on here, and we kind of like, you know, go back and forth and kind of like, you know, and she gets really upset sometimes. And this time she got very upset, and she like slammed the thing and broke the mic. And I wonder if she feels bad. We have a caller on the air. Caller from the 415 area code. You are on the air. What's going on? How's it sound? Is this a train wreck, our anniversary show?
How's it sound?
So what happened? I hear that you got some broken equipment there going on.
Oh, dude.
This
is the other half.
Oh, man. Our bosses
This is the guy who's
going to
get real pissed,
man. We got to answer to our bosses now.
He bought that mic.
I only call in when shit happens. You know, I got to keep an eye on it.
Oh, shit. We got in trouble.
Oh, fuck.
You know, this is earthquake country. This is like real earthquake country. So stuff happens, it falls.
It got to the point where Jeremy just got in trouble too.
Dude, that's our angel investor.
Your general liability insurance should cover it, the whole enterprise. Man,
Joel, are we covered on this mic?
I guess so. Did we get it on video camera? You know, we can like tell a security guard.
Did we get that?
I think it was recording.
Yeah. I got some pictures of it. Yeah,
because there's a camera in the studio now.
That's
right?
Not recording.
It's not recording. Yeah. Oh my god! Could you imagine if that was recording?
That should have been recording.
My cam should always be on.
Yeah, that's
the whole thing.
Always record. Always record.
Fun. It was a kind of bedlam for a minute there. I don't know what was going on.
I don't even know what bedlam means, but it sounds like a crazy situation.
Those are some powerful fucking lungs right there, man, because she was screaming into this mic. We heard her in the control room like she was in there with us, man. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I think we had that mic shut down, and it was like she was still booming through like the, you know, peripherals, man.
I'm going to tell you how I fucked Iggy Pop. I wanted to hear it too, but I mean, if she didn't like break the things, and like we could have got into it, but that, you know, I don't know.
I have a feeling the SNL cast member, she
I wanted
claims
to know
that
what...
roller job, maybe a hand job. That's why she's hedging it.
Yeah. I don't know. I believe that she might have. I just wanted
I heard
to
it
know
was
the
Garrett
secret.
Morris.
Well, that guy, he's like that. Has that downtown thing going on right now?
Still working.
Yeah, he's got. He's
how about Showtime Comedy Club?
Yeah. He's on Two Broke Girls.
Oh yeah,
that too.
Garrett Morris. You ever seen that show?
Yeah, I love Two Broke Girls.
It's CBS.
Thank you.
It's like real life.
Totally
focused. I hear
combat boots and tights. That's
it's totally awesome. It's like living in LA, but in New York City, and you're, being two broke girls. Who could afford that fucking apartment? Nobody.
So I was watching.
Not two broke girls. That's for fucking sure.
I gotta take off, but you guys let me know if I should come down there and bust some fucking heads.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Hey, man, I'm really
security
sorry. I really apologize for
it. It's Skid Row. Yes.
Thanks.
All right, man.
You know, later. Have a good night, man.
Later, man. That's Joel, everybody. Yes, Skid Row Studios.
That's the big wig.
Yes. Fuck, I hate getting in trouble, man.
I know, it sucks.
Fuck, dude.
I was actually more worried because...
I blame Joel for my continued involvement here at Skid Row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He like, I need to talk to you after the show.
Oh, yeah,
I did earlier. Like,
I'm like, are these guys going to make up right now or something?
I'm sorry.
It's like, you're weird. I was weird. Are these guys going to fuck
right
now?
What shit to talk about? No, interest and participation deals and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You had asked me earlier before the fracas.
Yeah, the melee, about the radio show.
How did she hurt the mic? Was it physical damage or blowing it out?
I think it was more just her passion.
It was sheer energy.
How do you break that?
Pure energy.
What broke in that mic? Was it just like loudness going like rawr?
So I'm not sure because this has never happened before, like I said, but she was just, I heard her screaming into this mic. And I don't know, can you damage a mic just from...
I think it was
you
more,
know what?
Yes,
maybe we should
just
more
the stroke. The membrane over the mic and you're screwed.
And
should try to have... Tony Bolas answer that question because
he
was actually saying that there's some mics that won't work in humidity. Like he was saying that they were doing like a shower scene,
right?
The you know steamy bathroom and all that stuff, and the mics would go out, you know, with the humidity. So maybe it was like her hot voice or something. You know,
maybe
like,
we're just making
it too. And she's holding on to that thing like it's a fucking cock, and she's like,
"Yeah, we
rip it off
just
the body."
It too wet.
Maybe we should test the mics because I
have a tendency to do that.
I brought some things to test the mics.
It rained at Pinocho on our way up to San Francisco.
Why don't each of us try to scream into the mics as loud as we can and see if we can break another one, and then we'll know that it's possible.
I brought some musical instruments for everybody.
What do you got?
So I'm gonna put these up here.
Oh, okay,
that looks painful.
All right, what are you doing? What are you making us do right now?
Nothing.
Oh, you got one of those? I'm so jealous.
Is that that's Urban really Outfitters?
That's really
cool.
You
bought it at Urban Outfitters? Cool.
I got one more thing.
What are you doing? Can you just at least describe what you're doing?
Is
that an amp?
Okay, musical instruments. I would like to recite a little thing I did about things that I don't like.
Okay.
Something I'm upset about. I need musical accompaniment, though.
Here's
I want to pass these out.
Did anything that happened tonight like have to do with your song that's going on tonight?
Well, it has to do with that shark beer.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
But you're pointing to stuff, and people can't see you on the radio
pointing to things. Great White Lost Coast Brewery. So this is one instrument. Who wants this one? Raise their hand. You can see that on radio.
All right.
Mic.
Okay.
Oh, God. All right, let's just do this.
All right, this is very easy. Just turn it on like this.
Okay.
Somebody holds it. So who wants this one?
All right.
Sure.
Have him take that one.
And this one's a little more complicated.
Yeah.
Keith wants that one.
Keith wants that one.
You see me like eagerly looking.
That radio comes with a stylus.
All over it.
You need a mic. You need a mic. Okay. And I wrote some wrote something I'm upset about. And
all right, let's do this.
So let's put everything together.
Ready?
Here we go. A little lower and up more.
Can we please fucking do this shit already?
Okay. Hello, ladies and logs. Patty here. Here to tell you about what I hate. Humanoid sharks with pectoral muscles from the Central Coast. Who do these fucks think they are? Who think they are? Come to think of it, they're not even human. They're not people. They're goddamn sharks that wear board shorts and see all the beach bunnies. Rabbits that I can teach how to peer when I need them most. Like when I'm crying myself to sleep after a long day of rummaging through my hot water collection. You know how much work it takes to keep a hot water collection at the proper temperature? Music in a little. Humanoid sharks with pectoral muscles. Their time has come and gone. They run amok upon our beaches in hot fluorescent ocean pink. With mess t-shirts made out of plastic six-pack holders and cigarette butts. They just don't care anymore. Thank you.
All right.
That's fucking awesome. Do you know how much work it is to keep a hot water collection at the proper temperature? That is fucking awesome.
All right, yeah.
That was beautiful, Patrick.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary, everybody.
Poetry.
Can you see the amount of improvement clapping out there?
Thank you, Karen, for clapping.
64 days. I mean, I can really feel it. It sounds a lot.
I feel bad now because it just
Karen
seems
looks
like
all sad out there.
She's sad out there.
Yeah, she's still here.
Seems
and
like
she looks
punished.
Upset.
I feel bad.
She's in the bad kid room.
We're all passionate. We're all passionate people. Uh oh. Speak of the devil.
No breaking nothing,
okay.
Karen.
Well, okay, Karen. We can
use that mic over there.
All right, that mic is broken. Right. Can you just don't touch the mic? You can say something on it.
All right. Hey, I'm going to pay for the mic, and I tried to deliver a short speech. I was told by Vince that I could do that tonight, and
let's just
it didn't
everybody
work
say
out
sorry
that way.
To each other, please. Can we just, you know what? I don't want to fight anymore.
Kumbaya.
I know. I mean, I am one of the most considerate Kumbaya. People. I gave you your
okay,
start
now you're yelling.
On TV.
Now we're going to get upset. We're going in the wrong direction.
I don't want
now.
You to get upset.
Okay, let's all just, okay, let's all take a deep breath. Okay, ready? Nice. 1, 2, 3.
This is a stern moment.
Okay.
Relaxing.
This is the kind of thing.
Let's.
I'm going to give
Chevy, Charlie.
You never even said anything about my new coat.
You
none of you.
Karen,
it's nice.
It's a nice coat.
It's a nice coat.
You know how I got this mink coat?
You killed an animal.
And jobs?
No. Nice. I got this mink coat the same way minks get each other.
Okay. Can we just... fucking, right? You got it through fucking?
Hey, listen. I owe Jeremy an apology.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jeremy, and I'm paying for the mic.
Okay, thank you, Karen.
And before I forget... I want to say something important, and that is that I want to promote, I want to try and see if I can get this old man that lives up on, he's nice, to promote Skid Row Radio.
Is he cute?
For a wrinkled up old man that's in the radio business, yeah.
All right, he can come then.
Yeah, and...
You don't like that?
Hell no.
He doesn't like that. What about this?
It's just...
No? All right, well, what did you want to say, Karen? Okay, let's...
Can we clap it?
Okay, don't touch the mic anymore.
Stop fucking around. Don't play the music. Okay. Give her.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay, this
we're pissing Keith off right now, which is weird.
Oh, we are?
No, we are. No, you're fine.
Respect. I mean, you invited her. Give her time.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
God, you're so nice, man.
No, listen. I want to say that Don Bulls has been a friend of mine for years and years, and he has always come to my rescue, and I've worked on germ shows, and I also want to say that Kim Fowley was wonderful. Like, when I was just a kid, I met him through my sister, and then he put me in a show at the Knitting Factory, and I opened up the Knitting Factory, and then I closed the Knitting Factory, and they're both awesome people. And then he got mad at me when I was at the Silent Movie Theater for some reason. I don't know what. Maybe he was just getting older and grouchy. And I also wanted to say that Rodney Bingham-Heimer or Rodney Bigot
is a racist.
He is not your friend in the rock and roll scene. He is not the leader.
Don't use your platform negate anybody else. Be positive. Turn your white light up. Don't attack anybody.
Listen here, sir. I want to tell you.
Don't call me sir. I'll turn around and look for my father.
Coogan. Honey, Keith, darling.
Why don't you just relax, Coogan?
Right. Rodney Bingham-Heimer is Rodney Bigot-Heimer, and I have posted that because he would never let black people come up to K-Rock Radio to sell their music because he's prejudiced. And
he doesn't like cocoa butter?
He is also anti-lesbian, and I love Dusty Street on K-Rock Radio. She was a star of K-Rock Radio, not Rodney Bingham-Heimer.
Hey, what do you have proof that he's anti-lesbian or anti-black on K-Rock
Radio? I taped K-Rock Radio
okay,
for 20
years. Okay, now it's a call. You're in charge, man. Take the reins.
You can tell that there's no black people on there.
You are naive to doubt somebody like me. I mean, you're a great actor. I know, but you have not been around the block enough, and I intend to take you around the block.
Whoa.
Now, listen. Let's go to Iggy Pop. I met him, and he was just really hard, but I learned songs from him, and he's going to be in my book. I do the female version of I Just Want to Be Your Dog, you know, and it's just awesome.
How does it go, Karen? God damn it.
Oh, I don't want to sing it right now.
Karen, can I ask you a question?
When I'm in the mood, I'll sing it. I'll play it.
Don't touch the mic.
I'm thinking like don't touch the mic. I want to be a door.
Karen, don't touch the mic.
Over and over again. So all right. Same things. Never. It's always like it's just a lead up to something. But I don't get the thing. I don't get it because it's always a lead up.
What do you mean, Patrick?
I want the next step. What do you mean?
Button
I want to hear the song.
Button it. Miss Centerfold. I want to.
If you want to hear the song, I'll have it played here if Jeremy wishes that and Vince wish it.
That's okay. A good. Play it again.
You know, and
that's my instrument. That
you know, I learned it. You know, and when I met Iggy
Pop, Karen, were you feeling bad out there? We were feeling bad.
Oh yeah, I was because I was just frustrated.
What did you do? Describe it.
I really wanted to
don't touch the mic.
To get it filmed, all my statements, mm-hmm. And here's what I discovered about how you're running. The Skid Row radio
it's just
scene
like
on Thursday night.
Free for all.
No. You should have the patience in some respects. In other words, when Keith is talking about a movie he's done, I mean, I could listen to that for like 30 minutes at least.
You were the
non-stop.
One passing out flyers.
I could listen to that for at least 30 minutes.
I would fall asleep listening to myself.
I am one of the biggest fans of
I like your show,
your
call
father, Uncle Fester of the Adam Family.
No, that's his grandfather.
So you've called him my great-grandfather and my father. He's my grandfather. I love my grandfather. Mm-hmm. Great, you know, the story of the comeback.
Yeah.
He, child star in 1921.
Exactly.
And through like 35.
Karen
and then
there.
It kind of was like, he got old and pimples, and they were like, we don't want to watch.
Vince.
And then he had a comeback in 64, I think, with the Addams Family.
Yeah.
And story of the comeback. Everybody loves people to come back.
Karen was on the Addams Family. Did you see her in there?
No.
This is a cousin.
Yeah, I was naked in the bathroom with somebody.
Yeah.
Surprise.
They did they said that the Adam family showed more affection, more love than any other family on TV.
I know. And Keith, you know what would have been great that would have never happened with your great uncle?
You're taking off your uncle clothes.
No, I'm not.
Are you going to show Keith your tits right now, or what are you going to do?
What?
What would have been great if I could have gotten your uncle to say the word whore?
Oh, you want to get everybody.
My uncle.
She
my
tried to get Joe Escalante last week to say whore.
Got father, you got uncle. What is my with grandfather?
I have no idea.
What is with that word? I'm doing a film where it's all about attitude. Okay. And I ask people that question, and I ask them to get angry.
Karen, not the, please, can you,
Karen.
All right, can you?
All actors are whores. Oscar winners, non-Oscar winners like me. I had a youth and film award or two.
Right.
But all actors are whores because we share something very personal, very right. private. Right. We come into everyone's living room. Exactly. You're in my bedroom weekly.
Yeah, playing.
And that
people.
you share something personal as well and get compensated for it.
Yes.
And so myself as an actor, I totally identify as being a whore. And trust me, ABC.
You're not.
NBC, CBS.
You're a respected,
Fox,
loved actor.
TV.
I know.
Thank you. Pay me.
I will. I will get a producer.
After you pay for the mic. So you're going to have to wait.
Cool. I will pay Jeremy for that.
You know what? Upon meeting you, I knew there was a role for you in something I'm writing. And it's called Plastic. It's
you want to be involved with Karen Centerfold? Are you fucking kidding?
Any obsession with you?
We just let him do it.
And you would be great as the receptionist for the evil doctor, plastic surgeon, like Robert Englund, kind of evil Svengali that convinces young actresses to become.
I dare
some
you
work.
To give
start
Karen
here.
Centerfold
start
your phone
young.
Number.
You would be great as the receptionist in that film. And if you could help me get financing, you. Parts guaranteed. We'll go SAG.
There's the salesman in you, right?
I don't. Does it have to be connected to the union, SHE?
I've been 37 years union.
I know, but see, I'm not SAG.
You will become it. We'll get Taft Hartley you, and you will become SAG.
All right.
And
I bet you
what?
If you let those
SAG
puppies out, you'll become
you
SAG.
Got a little bit of
both.
SAG.
Listen, Karen, you're going to get a SAG. You're going to become after. You're going to become TV. You're going to do radio. You can get paid the minimum rate, which is like 600 and something a day for regular. Not regular. I don't mean to.
And what do we call him? We call him Dr. What? Dr. Wetfinger or what? what do we call the plastic surgeon?
Yeah,
Dr.
that's
what?
A good question.
Dr. Stinkfinger.
Karen, would you be willing to play this instrument?
Oh, it's, man, come on. No more instruments right now, Patrick.
But
please.
No, I'm just saying, just to play it.
Thank you for your card. What is Channel 36?
It's a public access station Tom Warner has that I was on, and it was like 20 other stations before that. Yeah.
You know what? Let's hear about that. We still got to play a couple more songs, and we are running out of time on the More Music Radio Pod Anniversary Edition. And we are going to play some songs, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod Anniversary Edition.
Woo! Thank you for listening to Cigarette.
With Kookie.
Kookie is good.
And Centerfold.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You are listening to the More Music Radio program on skinbro.la.
You won't make me fall. distance of myself. And the shoes I have to wear, they were made for me and no one else. I'm not your prisoner.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
I am not scared. Thou shalt not be afraid.
Wow, it's been a hell of a night, man.
It has. You guys notice how calm it is right now at Skid Row Studios on the More Music Radio Pod?
I know. Just imagine like you were at a long day of work. And you just finally got home and you're like,
yeah,
holy hell, what the hell just happened? That was awesome.
Anytime Jeremy is actually in the studio rather than behind my board on the call sheet, plug away. I'm shamelessly plugging the call sheet. Saturday nights, 8 o'clock live. Jeremy, it brings a very calming, relaxing,
Skid Row,
accepting. SkidRowStudios.com kind of an attitude.
Yeah, but he's freaking out right now. You don't know because 8 p.m. This is like his, like, he put like everything he has into this, and when things are like being slammed around, like, I know he's fucking freaking out right now.
I freak out a little bit. This is expensive shit, man. Yeah, come on, man.
Well, Karen, it sounds good.
Karen, like you said, she's a fucking tornado, dude. Like,
yeah. It's like a price you pay to get that radio gold sometimes, man. No, I know right now it seems
that
awful.
Radio bronze.
This is Karen's magical tambourine, man.
She left it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, where'd she go? Is she around here?
Wait, when you play this tambourine, you become sexually ambiguous. I'm a hermaphrodite all of a sudden.
You know what? And I actually wanted to like have a conversation with Keith Coogan, and I had this stupid idea of just like, hey, well, why not? Because Karen was bugging me all day to like,
yeah,
hey,
good
please.
Idea.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know,
that's
sometimes
bullshit. You're like, oh yeah, she'll be all over you, and it's gonna be fun. And this is,
yeah, I did say
like,
that.
Yeah, and I'm like, I've dealt with this shit before.
I didn't think she was gonna
I've
be all over
Ron
like
Jeremy
that.
And all the porn girls, and
she got
I've dealt
along with Joe
fucking
Escalante,
psycho
really?
Actresses. Every single actress in town is fucking out of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough. Much worse on girls than it is on guys, mm-hmm. admittedly.
Right.
So that's no. You know, throw it at me, dude. I can take it.
You did escape. Like, I wasn't able to escape, but I would see you escape after when. So what was going through your mind? Were you here when that was going on? And like through another thing, I wanted to ask you, like through all the stuff that you've done in your career, you've been in movies. Your family is well known. You have the Coogan name. Did you realize, I mean, did you ever, like, imagine that you would be here on the More Music Radio Pod tonight? You know, after all that, and you're here.
Yeah, of course.
Is that a good time?
No, yeah, great time.
Okay, good. Because I feel bad when things are getting slammed around.
Thanks for listening, good times.
And Karen Centerfold, and you're having a debate with Karen Centerfold, and, like, you can get, it's like a vortex. You get drawn into the vortex, you know?
The only thing I'm thinking is how do you make that happen more often? Because you're right, it is, good entertainment,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to manipulate or too much manipulate. Everyone's right. There's a director on a movie, and they're there to manipulate you,
right?
To perform, dance monkey dance, and you get paid well. And sometimes people that are paid the most are most reticent to take that direction and work with producers and writers. I give it out to Chevy Chase. The sequence of events I heard was he got script and he goes, "Listen, this one scene."
Mm-hmm.
Love to talk about it. Perhaps do a rewrite. They didn't respond to him.
Does that sound like Chevy Chase to be like that, though?
I'm out.
Every story I hear about Chevy Chase is not like he's like a rational guy. Like, hey, look, I got this problem with this.
Why'd you cast him? He's a wild wire on the show.
That's another
roll of the dice. Who knows the fuck he's going to say? It's brilliant. Community is richer because of his involvement. So respect him as a performer. That's. To say fuck you, Chevy, yeah. at like
come
a
on,
cast
Christmas,
party, rap party,
Christmas
no,
vacation.
No, it's fun to have
on.
Time, and you know it's time to have fun, and
yeah.
and you know, great. We worked together. We made it through another season. Let's see if we get picked up. This is not a stunt to get ratings. This was an honest clash between egos, and mm-hmm. it should be in private. And usually it is, and that's why you invite. Movie stars to come and do
yeah,
radio
man,
and talk and to find out more about this shit.
If I was, like, honestly, if I was on, I'm kind of on Chevy Chase's side with this.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, honestly, if you can tell anybody, you know, fuck you, you suck, like, in private, and, like, that's mm-hmm. totally, that's cool, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's just like you, you know, it's just like me and you, like, you're blowing it, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. But, like, to do that, like, in a public, like, in a fucking room full of people, that's pretty fucked up.
That is pretty fucked up.
Well, if you heard the TMZ recording, it sounded like it was being played in a room full of people, and the recording they got was someone else recording the recording.
Yeah.
You know, like on their cell phone or something. So it was being played for a bunch of people, you know, on like a speakerphone or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I would have had to have released it. Who? Who is the first person responsible for releasing a private communique between one performer who's contractually obliged to work for another producer?
I heard
and he leaves a message going, "You're a fucking shit.
Yeah.
You, that was fucking not cool. Fuck you. I'll
There's
see you on
like
set
a half
Monday.
A dozen
I'll
of these
see
kind
you
of messages.
On set Monday.
Yeah.
Because Chevy's a pro and he will show up and fuck them. He will do his job. Goddamn right. He wants his check.
Mm-hmm.
He's not stupid like fucking Charlie Sheen. So I lay the, and Dan Harmon apologized. He goes, "You're right. That's not a public forum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry."
Right.
But he did fucking release that. Who else is going to release it?
I think what he did is he played it like on a podcast or something. He has this thing called Harmontown. It's like a podcast. I like the name Harmontown. You know, it sounds kind of cool for a podcast. But he played it, and I think that's how somebody got it. You know, he was talking about it, played it. One of his friends was on another podcast, the Steve Dahl show or something. Dino was on a podcast talking to Steve Dahl about the situation and kind of like leaked the what was going on there. And it just Chevy Chase was allegedly suing Dan Harmon for hurting his feelings or something, you know. I don't know.
Who doesn't like
I could see both
Sheen?
Sides of it, though. I mean, could you imagine you're going to do the last episode of a TV show? You're ready to, you know, there's money behind it. And this guy is like being a fucking, you know, he's being Chevy Chase, you know, and saying, I don't want to do it. And you have to do it my way and all this stuff, you know? I mean,
well, last episode of the season, also it's signed, possible that he signed the dialogue in part that of the TV scene. Show, too.
You know?
No, it's possible the dialogue in that one scene had something to do with the future.
Mm-hmm.
Negotiations.
What, do you
what if
know
the dialogue
about?
Was, listen, I'm going to take a sabbatical.
Yeah.
What if it was something like that could affect whether he's on the show next season and then paying his bills?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's like, oh, I want to talk about this. It sounds like you're
what
taking
was
this
he
in
doing?
A direction.
No, what happened was it was going to get canceled and it didn't get canceled. That's what happened.
Oh.
Community was going to get canceled and it didn't.
Okay.
So that's all I know.
Okay, but I mean, is there any gratitude for, because they kind of resurrected his career a little bit, you know? I mean, what was Chevy Chase doing after?
Well,
I mean,
bringing viewers to Community. What does he need them for?
Yeah, there's nobody on that show.
Joe McHale.
What was he doing before that?
Who cares? Why does everybody? He's got land. He's done his time.
I don't care. I'm a Chevy Chase fan. I like Chevy Chase. I like watching him in movies. I don't have to deal with them. But I mean, I could see how there's fucking two sets of assholes, and it's like. You know, I mean, you can see one side of it, and you can see the other side of it. And I understand you're an actor, so you would side with the actor and the talent part
with
of it.
The
you know?
Labor, yeah. You know. No, well, how would you feel if you were working at a company?
I think it might be hard to produce a TV show.
How would you feel if you're working at a company? You're working for, you know, you're selling paper, mm-hmm. and your company, your boss at the Christmas party says, "Fuck you, Bob."
Mm-hmm.
How would Bob feel? Come on, same thing. And yeah. and I think that. They should all just have a chill pill mm-hmm. and calm down. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's wait till outside.
Yeah, we can't smoke weed in here, Karen. So.
Well, I mean, he's a good actor. I had to show him, you know.
Yeah. Well,
and
how do you even know
that,
Keith Coogan does smoke weed? I mean, we don't know that.
This dusty bowl. This is here. Thank you.
That dusty bowl is good stuff. And
that's a good
I got
porn
it.
Name, Dusty yeah. Bowl.
Dusty
I
bowl.
Know, man, isn't it?
All right, you know we were listening to
did
some music.
He play drums
I want to.
Germ?
I want to say the. I want to say
what,
Dan, the
what?
Names. Hold on a second, goddammit. Fuck, man. Let me read off the name of the fucking songs that we played. I never read the name of the songs. Okay.
Does that sound familiar, so Karen?
Oh, hi. How you doing? You're with Patrick tonight, right?
Yeah, it's my real life girlfriend.
Oh, Sarah. Hi. What's
Karen,
your name?
Don't be jealous.
I'm very jealous.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we got like 8 minutes left.
Yeah.
So we need to kind of wrap this up.
Shit, we got a fucking
hallelujah.
Right now,
hallelujah no, for like, Skid Row Radio. Hallelujah for my tits and my new website, which is Karen Centerfold on Facebook. I'm getting all these rock stars, actors, mm-hmm. and they're
boom, boom,
saying
boom, boom,
embarrassing
you don't even
things.
Know you
computer,
are, Karen.
Okay.
No.
What's
I have
Vince?
A friend.
What, Vince
Leva
is talking,
Schneiders.
Karen. Oh,
Vince, what's happening?
No, go crazy. No, right.
What's going on? What radio show is going on right now? What radio show am I on right now?
Skid Row Radio in Los
okay,
Angeles.
Cool, okay.
Located in a penthouse. Don't let the name Skid Row fool you. It's just named after some wonderful, poor, unfortunate artists that live around the Skid Row Radio. And, and Jeremy is awesome to have created this. And I intend to make this a very famous radio station mm-hmm. Because it is a very hip one.
Well, you become infamous
just
on this
like,
show once
just
again.
Just like, it's
speaking
wonderful. It's an awesome radio station. Like it's it
okay,
KXLU.
Seriously?
It's better to me. I like it better than KXLU.
I know, I like it here
and we
too.
Haven't
I
even,
love it here.
We haven't even really done a lot of
Vince.
That's why I feel
too many bands lately,
broken.
But
Vince.
We want to do it. Here's
what?
Jeremy.
So what
Jeremy.
Saying?
What's happening?
I want to say that we heard the Dyslexics and Sketch Monster and Ninja Academy and the Bolides and the Plexikill, who you could see next week, next Thursday, April 12th. We're going to do a live broadcast over there at All Star Lanes, right?
Yeah, that's over at Eagle Rock and Eagle Rock Boulevard and York Boulevard and Eagle Rock.
Yeah, All Star Lanes.
Los Angeles, 90041.
Yeah
and I intend to show up on one condition, Vince.
Show up anyway, people.
Oh,
she'll
boy.
Be there, but
on
you should
the
show
condition
up.
That Patrick
up.
Will flash his dick like Jim Morrison did in Florida.
And it's not really worth seeing.
No, it is. It is. And I've been curious, you know, so I want to film you doing that. Are you? If you're willing to do that, I'm going to show up the All-Star Lanes on the 12th.
Thursday the 12th.
Well, this is not very impressive.
If he flashes out his dick, will you whip out your tits and vagina?
Yes, I will.
And your dick.
Okay.
Hey, yes, so, I will. I totally before will. The time's up,
totally worth it,
I wanted
Patrick.
To say.
I totally will.
Yeah, okay, hold on 1 second.
I wanted to say, Vince, thanks a lot, man. Like, fucking, it's a year.
Hey, man, thank you, man.
A year, man.
I'm sorry it cost you a mic. Thank
that's
you.
Great.
Yeah. That year that we did that. You know.
Yeah.
I really appreciate I want to thank Jeremy from the bottom of my heart for including me in his radio ambitions. He called me up a little over a year ago and said, hey, I'm going to do this radio station. We're doing some stuff. Do you want to do a radio show? Do you want to do a radio show with me? What do you say? I said, fuck yeah, I want to do a radio show. I've always wanted to do a radio show. And now a year later, we did a repeat of the first radio show where Karen Centerfold broke everything. And even though things
we're
are broken, it got uncomfortable.
Yeah, man. Come.
So I'm really happy to see where Skid Row Studios is right now. I mean, we have Keith Coogan.
Well, thank you. You brought
doing
me
a radio
to
show
the
here.
Whole network. I
that's
got
right.
a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
It
hey,
was.
I got
it
too.
It was.
It
was five
to?
Words long.
Hey, Keith
will you
Coogan.
Be on my show?
Yeah. Keith Coogan.
And I said sure. That's,
hey, Keith,
and that's it.
Because
I bet
Keith
everybody
Coogan,
will.
I better. I will do a photo of myself after the show where my tits are hanging out of this mink coat just
perfect.
For you.
Do you want to flash your tits for Keith Coogan right now?
I want to do it while
right
the
now.
Cameras
for radio,
are in front of me.
That's not going to really help.
So it's
the
photographed then.
See what's going
we'll
on.
We'll do it as
but
soon as
but we're
going to
hear how it sounds when you're being smothered in her breasts.
Oh, you can't really hear that, you know, because the mics are. You think
actually,
these mics? These mics are not like.
Have you done
these
how
mics,
many movies have you done?
45.
You're not even an amateur. 400 movies, you could be a professional. But
I would say you got to see them because they were hard to do, you know?
No. And still, porn industry. I knew Papillon. She was a neighbor.
It isn't porn, sweetheart. Done B movies. You like them. The Jewel of Monte Cristo.
I apologize. I thought you...
Jewel of Monte Cristo.
You showed me something earlier that was
I'm in
porn,
40 bands in 80 minutes. I have that with me.
So one movie you did was porn because the one you showed
done,
me earlier.
Is this Skako guy like nailed in as a co-host on your show? Because I think you might have another co-host opportunity.
You could be a guest on the call sheet. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you cross over into mainstream films.
I'll do what it takes, and I'll play a nurse, you know, with the hat and, mm-hmm. and
what would
mini.
Be your sexy nurse name, though?
That's exactly
Linda
what it takes.
Assistant, Linda Lovelace's secretary.
I didn't know that.
Okay. They have that movie. Boring, that man. Movie about Linda Lovelace is coming out, by the way, about that 70s porno actress.
Who's playing it?
Lindsay Lohan is going to be playing it.
I don't think so, no.
Time
no.
Movie
okay.
With,
well, anyway, we got to wrap up the show. It's about 2 minutes left in the show.
And I still want to put you in a movie about Jesus.
I have one thing to say. Long live the new flesh. Long live the new flesh. David Cronenberg's new movie coming
Woods.
Out. It's kind of about psychiatrists. I'm excited about it. Or what it's called. I'll watch it in the summertime.
All right.
And we love you. We love you so much. So listen to us every Thursday night because we intend to cleanse you. The Lord is real. Hallelujah.
Okay. So, despite all that, go to skidrowstudios.com, find the donate page, hook us up, help our dreams continue so we can keep
buy
doing
beer.
This and keep entertaining you. Show up here next week and you'll be hearing a very special live podcast from the All-Star Lanes where you can also show up and check it out.
Yeah.
Can I hear you say the word whore?
Are we at this shit again?
Let's count to three.
That's awesome.
Well, this one, two, three.
What are we saying?
Whore.
Oh,
1, 2, 3.
That's awesome.
You fucking happy now? Get your whore word.
But thanks again to Keith and the Plexikill will be there next week.
Hey, you know what? I want
to
thank.
I apologize to them.
Yeah, we chased them the fuck
it's
out
okay.
of here.
You know what? Hey, you know what? I think it's really important. I want to thank. I want to thank along with Jeremy and Joel Skid Row Studios. I want to thank Sonia for running the board for the More
Sonia,
Music Radio
baby.
Pod. Everybody, round of applause. For
yes, thank you guys so much.
I want to thank Keith. I want to thank everybody doing shows here at Skid Row Studios, and I want to thank all the guests that have been on the More Music Radio Pod. There's too many to name, and we've. We've had a lot of really good shows.
Slow clap.
This is episode number 45.
Movies, yeah, man. It was a good year, people.
Hey, you guys made this a very interesting year. Joe Escalante is rebroadcasting his show every day at 5 p.m. on Skid Row Studios.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Joe Escalante is rebroadcasting his show over here on Skid Row Studios.
Check it out. 5 p.m. every day.
What time?
Yeah.
What time?
5 p.m. every day on Skid Row Studios. You'll hear Barely Legal Radio. Joe Escalante.
Don't forget.
That's pretty cool.
Really? That's neat.
All right, everybody. Hey, thank you guys, man. This is a fucking blast. And we will check you next week at the All Star Lanes on the More Music Radio Pod on SkidRowStudios.com.
Maybe another year. Maybe even another year.
All right, then. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Dan.
Ooh, good night, Vince.
Good night, man.
Thanks, Dan.
There's tons of more time.